We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. Now here's your program.
It's summertime, 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 summertime. We'll shut them books and throw away. Say goodbye to dull school days. Look alive and change your ways. It's summertime. Well, no more studying.
Very soon now, school will be out for the summer, and today we're going to take a look at summer as a time for recreation and play, as well as a time with opportunities for development and service. From WILL Illinois Public Media, this is Focus. Good morning. I'm Celeste Quinn. What we want to do here this morning is raise awareness of what's available for children preschool through high school. We'll talk about the importance of play and physical activity. We'll see if there are barriers to participation and look at how we can make our way past any barriers. And we want to explore what families and caring adults can do on their own outside organized summer programs to engage and inspire kids through the summer. Four guests who work with children and are familiar with summer programs in the Champaign-Urbana area are with me in the studio this morning. Listeners, I invite you to join us with a phone call or by email. I look forward to hearing from you. The number in the Champaign-Urbana area is 333-9455. That's 333-WILL. We also have a toll-free number. That number is 800-222-9455, 800-222-WILL. And the email address is will-talk@illinois.edu. Our guests are Lynn Peisker, Sonia Lynch, Deca Beam, and Judy Miller. Judy Miller is the Environmental Program Manager for the Urbana Park District. Deca Beam is Youth and Teen Coordinator for Champaign-Urbana Special Recreation for the Champaign Park District. Sonia Lynch is Program Director for Prevention Services at the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club. She manages a program for at-risk youth. And Lynn Peisker is the Volunteer Connections Coordinator for United Way of Champaign County. 333-9455, 800-222-9455. Email will-talk@illinois.edu. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. First of all, to jump right in and give listeners a sense of the opportunities that are out there and the wide variety of things that are out there, I'd like to go around the table and ask each of you to name one or two of the programs your organization offers children. Judy, let's start with you.
Well, obviously, there's summer camps, and there are numerous opportunities throughout the community, from full-day programs to half-day programs to week-long to one-day programs. For the Urbana Park District, we offer camp programs for preschool all the way through elementary, and then offer a teen leadership option for the teenage and a teen service project. And then the other opportunities are just visiting the parks. Each of the parks in Urbana have unique opportunities, ranging from the playgrounds to ball fields, and our Wild About Quest program, which is an opportunity to go out and explore each of the parks like a treasure hunt, find something that we've hidden in the park that tells the story of that park. And that's an ongoing event that we have going on.
Okay. Deca Beam?
Yes, as Judy said, there are a plethora of events going on in Champaign-Urbana, and I will also highlight day camps. Both Champaign-Urbana Special Recreation and the Champaign Park District have day camp opportunities as well. With the Champaign-Urbana Special Recreation day camps, there are inclusive environments for children with and without disabilities, but we also do help both the Champaign Park District and the Urbana Park District with any inclusion needs for children with disabilities to participate in those camps.
Okay, so from our first two guests we've heard from this morning, it sounds like already we have opportunities for children of all ages and all abilities.
Correct.
Okay, Sonia?
The Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club offers programming from 7 a.m. in the morning to 11 p.m. at night. The program's for ages 6 to 18. The day camp, the day program is from 7 to 5, and then we have teen night Tuesday through Friday from 6 to 11 p.m. at night. There's just many things that we do throughout the day. Literacy is going to be one of our things we're promoting. We're going to have also a program for at-risk youth that we do every summer. And it has a community garden that's going to be featured this summer. So we have just like numerous opportunities for all kids ages 6 to 18.
And do children come and spend most of the day with you?
Some kids are there from 7 in the morning to 11 at night.
Great. Okay. And finally, Lynn?
Well, at United Way, we like connecting the community, members in the community who want to make a difference through volunteering with the organizations and agencies that need them. And that includes children and their families. We think summer is a great opportunity for kids to explore their gifts and abilities and also what they're passionate about in terms of making a difference through serving and volunteering.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about some of the opportunities, a couple of the opportunities for volunteering. And this would be for children who would be a little older, I would imagine.
A little older, although there are lots of opportunities for families to volunteer together, too. And we like to encourage that from an early age. We find the younger children get started serving. It just becomes a habit for them for life, and they become very involved, dedicated members of their community when they start out early on. But there are some specific volunteer opportunities. We list them on our website, and many of them involve interacting with people at different age groups. For example, young teens might want to work at the Champaign Park District in the preschool program as a volunteer, a helper to the teacher, or they might want to be volunteering out at the Champaign County Nursing Home or at Circle of Friends, which is an adult day center, interacting with older people and playing games and just having conversations.
Yeah. We've got a couple of people who have called in who have programs in the community, and we're going to take those calls in just a moment. So put your headsets on. And before we get to that, though, I want to ask this question. What's your advice for matching a child with a particular program or a particular activity? I don't know who wants to jump in and take that. Lynn?
Well, one of the things we talk about is to look at what children already love to do. Are they naturally drawn to babies? Are they naturally drawn to older folks, animals? Do they like helping, or is that something that's harder for them? And if you kind of observe your child's natural tendencies and abilities, we're able to make a better connection. That'll be more satisfying and long-lasting, both for the child and for the parents.
Okay. Well, let's go to the phones now. And our first caller this morning is calling in from the Savoy Recreation Center. What kinds of activities do you have for children this summer? Line one.
Well, we've got a variety of summer camps this summer to entertain and educate children of all ages. Just some examples. Our experienced Savoy camp gives children the opportunity to visit some of Savoy's finest attractions. These campers will enjoy everything from putt-putt golf to a visit to the fire station. It's just an entertaining exploration of the Savoy community. Also, we have our Future Engineers Camp. And each day, children will explore the science behind rockets, skyscrapers, bridges, and more as they create their own version of these things. We've also taken over the Savoy Summer Camp. This is a very affordable camp, which takes place at the Head Start building on West Church Street and engages children in fun activities involving science, crafts, and games. We also offer baseball and basketball camps, as well as our All-Star Sports Camp, where children they'll enjoy a week's worth of different sports in a fun, non-competitive environment.
Yeah, I'm going to jump in here because we've got a number of other folks waiting to mm-hmm. talk with us. I do want to ask you this. Can you give us an idea of the range of costs for these various activities, and are there sliding fee scales, or are there scholarships available?
The range of costs, everything, it differs between certain one-week camps, and we also have camps that last throughout a good portion of the summer. A lot of the camps are in between the $30 to $80 range for either a full week or a span of maybe a Saturday, each Saturday for 5 weeks throughout the summer, something like that.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
And next we go to line two, Class Act Interactive. I don't know what this is. Line two, hello.
Hi there. This is Natalie Ellis calling in from Class Act. We are a performance and teaching company in downtown Champaign, specializing in creative drama and improvisation for children ages 3 to adults. And this summer, we are offering a variety of camps and classes for youth ages 4 to 16.
Okay, very good. And if people want to get in touch with Class Act Interactive, how do they do that?
They can go to our website, which is www.classactinteractive.com. We offer a variety of programs. Some of our camps include fairy tale theater for the little ones, Midsummer Mosaic playwriting for older students, as well as a music maker, show choir, and songwriting workshop, which is a week-long camp. And then we also have a variety of improv intensives for various age groups.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
And anybody want to comment so far on what we've heard? There are so many activities out there. And I want to ask Sonia a question. Your organization, your club, the Boys and Girls Club, is open all day throughout the summer into the night. How do you build programs that engage kids for such a long period of time over the entire summer? In fact, throughout the year.
We start our planning months in advance. Well, what we're doing this summer is the kids will actually come in. I'll give you like a picture of a day.
Great.
They'll come in and they'll play for a little while and run off some energy because it's 7 a.m. in the morning. We start breakfast at 8:30 and we feed them. So that lasts till about 9 o'clock. Then they'll move on to literacy and then they'll do some educational games or they'll do poetry. It depends on their age. They'll each get different various things. We have Humane Society coming in and teaching about animals. We have an environmental program that's connected to our community garden. So they'll go out in the garden. They'll go and learn about the environment. They have a lot of things planned for just the morning that are more structured. And then at 1 o'clock, we leave the building and we go out. We swim, we bowl, we skate. The younger kids may go to Prairie Farm. We utilize the park district. And the older kids may go like with my hike. We might go and explore Lake of the Woods or somewhere like that, something in Champaign County as well, and we'll hike. And then there'll be other trips that we may take. Decatur Zoo, I think one of our final trips will be Navy Pier. So basically we're working with them all day. There's a program, the curriculum. They're all split and separate. We have two sites this year. We have a site for the 6-year-old to the 10-year-old, and it's the First Presbyterian. And then we'll be, the 11 and up will be at the Park Street site. So that'll give us even more ways to engage them individually. And they'll be actually split up by age groups. So 6 will be with 6 and 7 will be with 7.
Okay. And I would imagine there are opportunities for volunteering.
Yeah, we're going to do some junior staff, and we're looking for some junior staff. And that they can come in and they fill out a little application just like they're learning how to go and look for a job kind of thing, and they'll get that experience. And, of course, we would love people to come help and volunteer with the community garden that we're starting this summer. We have volunteers who help us tutor and do the literacy program as well. So there's plenty of opportunity for volunteers.
Okay, let's take another call. This is someone calling in from Parkland College on line 3. Hello.
Hi, my name is Allison Smith, and I'm the College for Kids Director here at Parkland College. Our summer program for College for Kids is for incoming grades 3 through 7, and we offer two-week sessions, one in June, one in July, where kids can take a variety of writing or science or math or art classes here on campus. Each class meets for 2 hours for 8 days total in the afternoons, and each class costs $125. We have some of our Parkland faculty teaching. We have excellent instructors from the community. It's a really great experience. And this is our 30th anniversary here at Parkland College.
Okay. Very good. And I would imagine that your programs are popular. When's the time to sign up?
Now. Now is the time. So our first session starts June 21st, and sign-up closes a week before each session.
All right.
Our website has online registration or forms at parkland.edu/collegeforkids.
Okay.
We also have scholarships for low-income families. There are a limited number of those, and
We are accepting applications. An email can be found at that website, and I can send an application if someone's interested.
Okay, very good. And I've got one more question for you before we let you go.
Yes.
What about transportation? How does that fit in here? I would imagine that that's an issue across the board for families.
Yes. You know, we do not provide transportation. There are many families who are willing to carpool. But we also, the bus comes directly to Parkland. I think it's the Brown Line. And we have students who arrive on the bus. We have an assistant of the from the program meet the students at the bus stop and walk them over to join our program. As long as parents let us know ahead of time to expect them, then we can really work to make sure that they're safe once they get to campus.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks so much for calling.
You're welcome.
And Judy, you were nodding your head. Transportation is an issue. How do we get around that problem?
Well, it's an issue not only for parents to get the kids to camp, but also to get kids around the community. For example, the Urbana Park District doesn't have a bus available. So we actually use the local MTD, which teaches kids that that's available to them, and they learn how to maneuver around the community using the public transportation that is there. And it also exposes them because, as you know, bus stops always, you know, you have to wait oftentimes for it. It exposes them to opportunities that are in the city or in that particular area, and our staff plan for around those activities as well. But it's also important to note that not everybody wants programmed activities. You may have a child who, you know, wants to do t-ball or theater, and or maybe just need some time to play. And so those all of those opportunities are available in the community as well. We're finding that there's a lot of parents who split their schedules for obvious economic reasons, and there are, you know, one-time uses and long-time uses as well that that I know both the Champaign and Urbana Park District provide.
I think time is a really valuable resource, and even in the summer, it's hard to come by. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons we really encourage family volunteerism, because you're spending time with your kids, teaching valuable lessons, doing something together at the same time, and just really making the most of that time together. I wanted to share, too, that we're actually working on a program with Allison out at Parkland College for older kids, for high school teens, and it's called Impact, where kids and community collide. And so we're going to be talking about community service and leadership and actually having the high school students who participate go through a poverty simulation where they put themselves in the role of a family in need and how what that's like to navigate. We'll be doing a hands-on volunteer experience out at Salt and Light so they can really get their hands dirty and serve food to people and give them the opportunity to see firsthand what it's like to make a difference in the community.
Did somebody else? I thought I heard take a breath as though they were going to speak.
Well, there are lots of opportunities. When you ask, how do you know what to put your child in? Mm-hmm. One of the things is really to tune into your child and not necessarily what you are interested in. Sometimes you get parents who put their child in a program because they're interested in it and their child has no interest at all. And that's why the variety of types of programs in the community are really a benefit. For example, this weekend we have our tryouts for our youth theater program that's been going on for over 20 years for the Urbana Park District. And so if you have a child who's interested in theater, not just acting, but also behind the scenes, because the kids do all of the production. And so if you have a child that, you know, doesn't want to be in the limelight but likes to build things or likes to learn about tech things, those kind of opportunities are out there as well.
Are there opportunities in your organization in terms of involving a parent and a child together in the club, Sonia? And the same goes for the two women here from the Park District.
Well, specifically for the program I run at RIS for At Risk Youth Jump, we invite the parents to come on our trips. To accompany their children and to see what we're doing and to have some fun with their child as well. And we do welcome all parents to the club. We do community dinners. We do a lot of activities where we have parent meetings where we bring the kids and the parents together. We have a graduation for Jump coming up where we're bringing the parents in. So we try to bring the parents in so they can see what their children are doing and get a feel for the club as well and see if they want to volunteer. We do have parents that actually volunteer as well.
Yeah, that's great. And as Lynn Peisker mentioned, you know, schedules are tight. People have a lot of stresses and strains. And if you can do something where you have some fun, you have some recreation, you build in some physical activity, maybe you slip in some schoolwork, it's a good deal for everybody, right?
Oh, I think so. I think summer's an ideal opportunity to relax and have some time to get to know what your kids are interested in and what they're thinking about. But you have to plan for that. It's not as spontaneous, at least in our family, we found that we had to kind of make time for family meetings and to sit down, especially as our kids got older, talk about what you want to do this mm-hmm. summer and how that matches up with what we're able to do, and then look at the resources together.
Okay. Let's take another call. This is someone calling in from the Urbana Free Library on line 4. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Elaine Bearden from the Children's Department of the Urbana Free Library, and I'm calling today to talk about the Summer Reading Program. This is an event that we host every summer, and this year it's called Scare Up a Good Book, and it's for, we serve families with children from birth through fifth grade. You don't need a library card to be a part of our summer reading program, and you don't have to live in Urbana. And there's two parts to it. One is an independent reading club, either for listeners or for readers, to encourage fun reading during the summer. And then the second part are we have special events all summer, things like Read to the Dogs, Monster Mash, Mad Scientist Club. And all of those specific dates can be found on our website, urbanafreelibrary.org.
Okay, and the libraries offer us so much, and at no charge.
Yes, yeah. No charge. And often, you know, I think summer is a great time. You know, kids who, studies have shown that kids who read during the summer keep up their learning that they've had during the school year. And they can do it in a really fun way. You know, they don't have to read certain books. They can read graphic novels if they want to. They can read magazines. They can read about ghosts or submarines or finish a series that they wanted to read. And then the whole family can do it together.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks so much for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And here's a question for our guests that are in studio this morning. What do you hear from children and parents about their experiences at the end of an event or at the end of a week, at the end of summer? Who wants to? Deca?
Yeah. I find that almost all of my parents come to me at the end of the summer and tell me how much their kids enjoyed it. But the really important thing is that they tell me about what they learned. And they also reiterate that they wanted their child to learn something new, and they did learn something new. And one of the things that we really focus on and work a lot on is building friendships and those social skills. For sometimes you have children that are a little bit quieter and mm-hmm. and tend to not join groups as easily as some other children. We try to pair them up and really get them to make more friends. So when camp season is over or the program that they're in is over, they have an opportunity to say, hey, can I call you later and build those friendships? So they have those long-lasting things that they can carry on after camp and hopefully then get their friends to join in bigger groups and sign up for other programs together.
Yeah.
I think it's fun, too, to see the change in children. We have a little program where we take middle schoolers out to senior centers. And there, I worked with this young man, and he clearly did not want to be there. It was not his idea of a good thing to do on a Tuesday morning. But as he got involved in a conversation with a gentleman, an older gentleman at the senior center, they kind of bonded. And I noticed they began laughing together and having a good time. And by the end, this young man, this middle schooler, was really participating. And he told us afterwards that he'd never had a day like that before. No one had ever given him the opportunity to bring something to that kind of situation where he had gifts to offer. And the gift of conversation was all it took that day.
It can really open a child's eyes to what's out there in the world, can't it?
With the technology being such a primary part of every kid's life that they spend so much time, well, adults too, what we oftentimes hear is that parents will remember things that they used to do outside that they forgot about. And so the kids bring that home with them. And they also just appreciate that their kids are spending time outdoors running and playing and just being kids as opposed to constantly shuffling from one thing to the next. And that what I always call they're learning deceptively. The kids don't always know that they're learning something. In fact, most times they have no idea.
Yeah.
And they're gaining new skills, both the kids and the parents. And what's always fun is when a parent comes and asks for all the words for a song that the kid's been singing because they learned a new camp song, and the parent remembers it themselves from when they were a kid.
Yeah. I also imagine that it encourages curiosity.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I hear from the families that we work with is they feel like they're part of a family. Mm. So by spending the kind of time that children spend with us, we feel like a big family. So it's kind of comforting for them to know when they drop their child off that they're going to learn, but they're going to be nurtured, and they're kind of like, I'm dropping them off with family. So that's the impression I get. And also my son goes there. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of feel like it's family, and he's at home, and he's being nurtured and taught and having some fun at the same time.
And he's safe.
And he's safe.
This is Focus. My name is Celeste Quinn. Very soon now, school will be out for the summer, and we're talking this morning about summer as a time for recreation and play, as well as a time with opportunities for development and service. Listeners, you can join us this morning with questions, comments, 333-9455, toll-free 800-222-9455, or by email, will-talk@illinois.edu. Four guests are with us this morning. Judy Miller is with the Urbana Park District. Deca Beam is with the Champaign Park District. Sonia Lynch is with the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club. Lynn Peisker is with the United Way of Champaign County. Well, let's take another call now. Let's go next to line two, Eastern Illinois University in Charleston. Line two, go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to tell you about a camp that we've done for 2 years called Camp E3. It's Energizing Emerging Entrepreneurs. So this is a camp for teens age 14 to 18 that want to explore entrepreneurship, whether it be a social venture or starting their own business. They get into groups of four that we put them together, and they answer the question, if you had $50,000, what business would you start to improve the quality of life in your region? And it's been great. They compete. They have entrepreneurs come in that are successful, successful teen entrepreneurs, as well as successful regional entrepreneurs. They teach them marketing. They teach them budgeting. And they put basically a business pitch together. Then they, on the last day, the parents can come in and hear the presentations, and the winning teams get $400, so a $100 bill to the winning to each camper on the winning team. We have a lot of fun. We also do bowling and mixers and things that teams like to do. We do actually TV commercials for their new business, and they have a lot of fun. It is an overnight camp. There are some scholarships available, and if they want more information, it's at the Business Solutions Center website at Eastern Illinois University.
Okay, very good. Thanks so much for calling in. And we've kind of focused on the Champaign-Urbana area, but out across the state, out across our large listening area, I hope people are getting some ideas based on what's going on here for what they might do wherever they're located, if they're in Bloomington, Normal, or in Charleston. They have park districts and county forest preserve districts and recreation centers and the like, and United Way organizations as well. Let's take another call. This is a listener on line three. This is the Reading Group. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Jennifer Bell. I'm the executive director of the Reading Group, and I was calling in to let people know about opportunities this summer to encourage and continue some academic work over the summer. Also, we focus on reading, but we work with writing, we do study skills, and we work with students of all ages. And this summer, we have a summer program that starts June 7th through July 9th. It's a 5-week period where students usually come twice a week for an hour each time. They work one-on-one with specialized instructors who do individualized lessons for students. And then we also have our August refresher, which is a 3-week period beginning July 12th through August 20th, and that's twice a week for 3 weeks, and that is 5-6 lessons for the price of 5.
Okay. And did you mention there are some scholarships?
Yes, we do have scholarships, and that information can either be obtained at our office. We're at in Southwest Champaign at Village of the Crossing, and you can come and pick them up there. Or if people have Internet access, they can go to our website, which is www.readinggroup.org, and download the scholarship forms from there.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right, thank you.
Okay, and we're going to take another call. Let's go next to someone from the athletic department at the University of Illinois about a summer sports camp or more. Line one, hi.
Yeah, this is Brian Walsh calling from the Fighting Illini sport camps run by the athletic department over here at the University of Illinois.
Uh-huh.
I was just calling in to let people know about the opportunities we have with our sport camps. We're hosting about 15 different sports camps this summer from June 4th to August. I think the last one concludes about August 8th. We're hosting about, I think it's somewhere between 75 and 80 different camps between the 15 different sports, from one-day football camps to three-and-a-half-day basketball and volleyball and wrestling camps. All of our information can be found online at fightingillini.com, the website for the athletic department.
Okay, very good. Thanks so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
Have a good day. Next, we're going to talk with someone from University of Illinois Upward Bound College Prep Academy. Line two, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Tell us about your program.
Well, the University of Illinois Upward Bound College Prep Academy has been here on the U of I campus now for 44 years.
Hmm.
And we provide services to youth from the Champaign, Urbana, and Rantoul area. And we have a year-long program. We are approaching the summer residential program. And we provide support for students. We provide support for students in the high school, and they come and live on campus during the summer for 6 weeks. And the students are provided with internship opportunities and a variety of activities. And they're in classes. I guess that's one of the more important facts. That they're in classes, they take the core classes from 7:30 a.m. until approximately 5 o'clock p.m., math, English, science, reading.
And how does someone sign up for this? This sounds like a pretty neat program.
Oh, it is. It's a wonderful opportunity for the students. They can sign up at their respective high school, the counselors should have copies of the application, or they can feel free to call our office at 333-1889. Correct.
Okay, 333-1889. And this is a program, is this a program that's open to people across the state?
Our program is not, but there
okay.
are approximately 20 programs in the state, and there are programs in the southern portion of the state, the northern portion, and the central portion. I think our closest sister program is ICC, Central Community College.
Okay, very good. And when is the time to investigate this and to look into registration, and are there costs associated with this particular program?
It's a federally funded program.
Uh-huh.
So there are no costs, but it's fortunate that there are no costs associated with the program.
And how many students do you serve over the course of a summer?
60 students. We're funded to serve 60 students for the summer.
And I would imagine that the demand is pretty high. Does everybody get in, or do you have to turn folks away?
Well, actually, right now we have a waiting list of approximately 40.
Yeah, wow. Wow.
Yeah. We're hoping to write for a second grant during the next grant cycle. But, yes, right now we have a waiting list of approximately 40 students.
And do you use volunteers? Do you have people in the community stepping forward to take part and lend a hand?
Oh, yes. We have people from the community and more, well, I should say not more, but equally important, we provide jobs for graduate students here on the University of Illinois campus. During the summer, we employ approximately, our staff swells to approximately 43 people. So we provide an opportunity for graduate students in the field of education, some in the field of engineering, et cetera, to teach our young students. And we provide opportunities for the undergraduate students to serve as teaching assistants. And then we have the wonderful assistants of six different departments across campus who provide our students with internship opportunities.
Okay. One last question, then I'll let you go.
Sure.
If you've got a waiting list of 40 and it's mid-May, when's the time to look into Upward Bound at the U of I?
The students should, the students and their parents should feel free to complete an application at any point in time. We keep admissions open. We keep admissions open, and we replace our seniors and our bridge students with new students. We replace our seniors and our bridge students with new students.
Okay.
So they can look. They can complete an application now.
Okay. So if I'm interested in 2011, I can complete an application now?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Very good. Well, thanks so much for calling in.
No problem, and thank you for the encouragement.
Let's take another call now, a listener, organization calling in to tell us about what they have to offer. Line one, someone from the English Center USA.
Hi.
What's your organization all about?
All right. Well, normally, up until now, we've been here for, 15-some years teaching ESL classes to adults. We're on the University of Illinois campus, but we're a private school. We're located inside the university YMCA building, but now we're offering first time for middle school and high school students something called Power Learning Classes. They can get more details at www.powerlearningusa.net, not .com, but .net. And what these are they're actually very unique. There's nothing available in this town like it. It's an accelerated learning program. This is not remedial English classes. This is a higher-level class in advanced composition skills, critical thinking and reading, and also creative and collaborative writing. And there's two different classes for each of those different categories. They're two-week workshops during the summertime, small class size, and brilliant faculty that we are so fortunate to have that are running this program. Again, nothing like it. And we started this because I have three children that are very gifted, advanced learners, and there was nothing in this town for them. And what they're getting in the schools just wasn't even close to what they could accomplish. So that's why we started it here.
Yeah. Before I let you go, here's a question I have.
Yeah.
Let's say you've got kids at home, and they're looking for something to do, and you do it yourself. What kinds of things would you encourage parents to do with their children at home on their own?
Oh, God, that's let's have a whole new discussion on that one. I can't tell you how important education is to me. So it's an entire environment. It's, you know, restricting television. It's very limited hours when they can play games on weekends and not during weekdays. It's providing reading opportunities. You know, we try to do some physical things as well, but it's all about mental stimulation. It's rich vocabulary at home. It's discussion. It's being together. It's all of that. And as they get older, it's so much harder because they don't want to have anything to do with us as parents. It's all about their friends and what's going on in their own lives. And so it, I feel that we have less of an influence as they get older in some ways. Maybe it's different. It's just different. And I can tell you one thing, that it makes more of an impression on our teenagers when they have another adult who they consider, you know, smart, gifted, you know, very stimulating, and I feel that they can learn better in some ways from them than they can from me. It's hard for my own daughter to let me convince her to edit her papers, even though I'm the director of English Center USA. This is my job. She's not going to listen to me. But if I have one of my faculty tell her the same thing and then more, oh, well, then he's the expert. So if there's any other parents out there frustrated like me, I hear you. And I cannot tell you how excited I am about this. I'm going to have my two kids that are still here in town take these classes. I've got one in middle school and one in high school. My college students is beyond this. But please go to powerlearningusa.net. We've got basic information up there now, and within 3 days we're going to have details on the curriculum and sample lessons as well, and I think people will be blown away if they want an accelerated program. None of this, let's just totally prepare for tests, you know, like the No Child Left Behind and all the other tests that they have to do for lower level. It's not this. This is way more than that. And there's nothing like it in town.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
This morning. It sounds to me like what you want to do with kids is, to the best of their ability, you want to engage them and challenge them. And I think this caller was also saying something important about kids that we've touched on, and that is other adults in the community really make a difference in the lives of children. And it's not mom who's telling me not only to hit the books and pick up my socks and, you know, whatever, but it's people out in the community who aren't telling me those things, but who are guiding me in other ways without that pressure. Lynn?
Yeah, that speaks to the success of the many great mentoring programs in our community, the importance of caring adults who connect deeply with a child and help them learn the things that they need to move on to the next level in their lives.
Yeah, and Sonia, you were saying, you know, what your club offers, the Boys and Girls Club, is this sense of family. It connects people of all ages.
And the other thing I think we do very well is also partner with others, because we have our kids going to UniCamp this summer. We have them going to the Fellowship Christian Academy. We partner with the Police Academy. We have kids who are interested in that. They can do that. So we partner with a lot of other agencies to allow the youth experiences and positive interactions with yet more adults, and maybe also make them more curious.
Yeah, and see that there's a world of possibilities out there. Let's take another call. This is someone calling in from the Orpheum Children's Museum. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. This is Sonia calling from the Children's Museum downtown.
Downtown Champaign, okay.
Right, and I just wanted to let you know about a few summer camp opportunities that we have for children. We have camps that run the full summer, and we have a lot of different topics, you know, really geared towards helping children find that spark, things that they're interested in, having fun, making new friends. And some of the topics that we have include engineering, camp invention, dinosaurs, nanoscience, vet camp, Lego Club, and just a lot of kind of different topics such as that.
Okay. And let me bring up a topic that we've addressed a little bit here this morning, and that's transportation. You're downtown, so you're accessible by bus, right?
Yes. We're right on several bus lines.
Yeah. Okay. Great. And what are the costs associated with the programs at the Children's Museum? Are there any?
There are some costs. We have different prices for members and different prices for non-members. For a half-day camp, it's $140 if you're a member of the museum, and it's $150 if you are not a member.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling this morning.
Sure. Thanks.
Here's a question that I wanted to ask each and every one of you here who's around the table with me this morning. What are the hallmarks of a good program?
Well, you know, when we were talking about a mentoring, one of the best, I've been with the Park District for quite a few years, and one of the best rewards as a staff person is when a camper returns as a staff and then brings their kids to the program. Mm. And we have many stories of that. One of my favorite stories was a couple years ago. I had three staff who grew up through the camp system like my child did, who were returning as staff. And as they walked through during staff training through Crystal Lake Park, they were sharing memories mm-hmm. of their camp experience and what they remembered doing. And I think that says a lot about the leadership that you have. The staff are always surprised. Staff are, for our programs for the Urbana Park District, are all adults. We do have teens that assist, but they're never left alone with a group of kids. So they're all college age or above. And they are always surprised at how close the kids get to them instantly. And again, that just shows that having an adult mentor can really make a difference to a child. They'll sometimes tell things to an adult they have in a camp experience that they wouldn't necessarily have told somebody else for whatever reason. Or they just enjoy sharing those experiences mm-hmm. and finding out new interests that they have by interacting with them.
Yeah. When I was a kid, there was a terrific Park District program where I grew up, and it was wonderful having the leaders of the camp be just a few years older than we were. And they were doing something that was really cool, and they were leading us, but yet they weren't all that much older mm-hmm. than we were. And so there was a rapport there. And, you know, when you're a little kid, kids that are older, you know, are often, you know, the people that you maybe aspire to be like, mm-hmm. you know. So I don't know. Anybody want to jump in there?
I think a successful volunteer opportunity for a kid does a lot of things for them. It helps them to get experience and maybe figure out what they want to do professionally. It helps them connect with adults who can serve as references. You know, when you're first trying to get that first job at 15 or 16 years old, it's really tough to have people in your corner who know what you can do, know you can show up on time and do a good job and be dedicated to your task. It can help them meet people outside of their regular circle of influence, maybe outside of the people they know from school or other places. They can get to know people of different age groups as they volunteer. But most of all, what I think it does is in giving, it really helps them establish who they are and what their priorities are and gives them a great sense of self-esteem as they help others and kind of build into the lives of other people and serve. It has a long-lasting, lifelong impact.
Let's go back to that question that I posed that Judy picked up on. How would the others of you here this morning answer that question? What are the hallmarks of a strong program? Lynn?
Well, I think a strong volunteer program, a strong program has the support of the parents as they take the kid to the opportunity and really support him and help him process or her process what she's learning as she goes through that. And then the people at the agency who are working with the student really take an interest in what they're doing and kind of guide them and mentor them through the process so that they have a successful experience and want to go back again. I think that's what Judy said. As they see their campers mm-hmm. come back as staff, we want to see these kids as volunteers go back on a weekly basis or maybe build their opportunities so that they have a little bit more leadership there, a little bit more autonomy. And really grow in that experience.
Sonia?
Similar to Judy and Lynn, for us, we have our volunteers who volunteer for 2 or 3 years and then come back and want to be an employee. We have families who have one kid and then they can't wait when their other kid get to 6 years old and they can go. And we have mm-hmm. families like me who my children went through the club. I'm there now. Now they're back and they want to be staff. So it's that whole generational thing of generation after generation saying, wow, I love the club. I had a wonderful learning experience. Mm-hmm. I grew, and now I want to give back. So we hear that quite a bit. I want to give back. I want to give to a kid what you gave to me.
And I suppose this also is something important to look at. How long has the organization been around? How many generations? We heard from someone with Upward Bound, 44 years. So that, I think, says a lot about an organization and a program that if you can survive and people keep coming back to you, that really says something.
Decca, anything you'd like to add?
I would definitely say just seeing those that grew up in the camp and be able to come back. I have also been with the Park District for many, many years, so I've seen that happen, which is excellent. But the thing for me that is so wonderful is to hear somebody say, another parent told me how excellent this program is, and I was referred by this person. And at the end of the summer, it's really great to kind of look back and see how many referrals of new participants that you had throughout the summers that was from other families.
This is Focus. We've just got a couple of minutes left here in this portion of the program. We're talking today about summer as a time for recreation and play, as well as a time with opportunities for development and service. Four guests are with me in the studio. Decca Beam, we just heard from her. She's with the Champaign Park District. Judy Miller, Urbana Park District. Sonia Lynch with the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club. And Lynn Peisker of the United Way of Champaign County. When people come to you and you talking with them a little bit about what your organization, what your programs are, do you ever say, you know, Sonia at the Boys and Girls Club has something that you might really find of interest? And Sonia, you might say, you know, the Urbana Park District's got something going this weekend that's really great. Does that kind of thing happen among organizations? So someone comes to you, you can help them explore other kinds of opportunities for children.
Yes. Well, Sonia touched on it when she talked about collaborations, that there's a lot of collaboration between park districts, between forest preserves, between other agencies, not only in what we can offer for the kids, but also for what we can offer each other in providing the services that we do for the community. And you know, for example, my staff do programs that are done at the Nita Purvis Nature Center, but we also go out to the Don Moyers Boys and Girls Club and to the libraries in the community and to we've been to Champaign Park District and the special rec program. So those are all, I mean, that's what makes Champaign-Urbana and the area really fun.
Yeah.
Is that
great.
We
strong
have to
connections.
Be. Yes.
Strong
mm-hmm.
connections in this community. We Excellent. Work with over 35 agencies, mm-hmm. and all of them rely on volunteers in one way or another. So we're happy to connect families mm-hmm. with various agencies.
Okay, very good. And I wanted to mention one other thing that's available, Amara Yoga and Arts, which is at Lincoln Square. They have a summer art and yoga camp available for kids. And so you can get in touch with them if you think that that's something your child or children would be interested in. And with that, we'll wrap things up. This morning, I want to thank very much Judy, Decca, Sonia, and Lynn. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.